65 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome to the Moon Griffon Show. It is awesome to be with you. It is a beautiful Tuesday. Well, I don't know if it's beautiful, but it's a Tuesday. It's another day the good Lord gave us, and I'm going to enjoy every second of it I can. Anyway, thanks for being part of the program. The phone numbers is Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline is 844-766-6607. You can always email me, moon@moongriffon.com. And I got to tell you, folks, I know it. The only thing I heard about the hurricane was today, because I didn't watch none of that stuff. And I just was talking to somebody. And I tell you, I was talking to the sheriff. And the sheriff said, you know, all the stuff that you read and all that stuff, all that projection, all that predictions mean nothing. It's the last 24 hours. And I said, exactly why I ain't listening to anybody. Because I'm sick of listening to 27,415 reports. So I didn't. Anyway, I thought, well, let me get somebody smarter than all of us. Stephen Paul, my climate czar, but Stephen Paul really is a meteorologist. He's been a meteorologist for 20-something years. He works for Salem Media, not only good friends at American Ground Radio. He also works for Joe Piscopo, I think, out of New York. And Stephen joins us now to kind of get the latest and greatest. Stephen, what's up, brother?
Good morning, Moon. Yeah, I was just talking with Joe Piscopo not too long ago. New York's got a beautiful day up there, but we're hunkering down, getting ready for a storm coming through for much of Louisiana.
Yeah, that's the big question, because I've heard 92,400 different places it's going to hit. If you were in Baton Rouge, they were telling you, watch out, Baton Rouge. You're using Cameron Parish. Watch out, Cameron Parish here. And everybody does this, and they speculate, and they scare everybody to death. And the fact is, I know you have to prepare. We all know hurricanes come here. What preparation do you do? You either leave or you get your house ready, make sure nothing's going to blow around, make sure you got food and water and understand electricity and go out. Other than that, what else is there to prepare?
That's really kind of it. And also, I think it's helpful to have a storm mindset.
Yep, I agree with that.
Understand that, look, we live here in Louisiana. There's great things about living in Louisiana, but one of the things you have to deal with Louisiana is that you're going to get hit by hurricanes, and we have to have a mindset. And some of that is, look, I understand there's going to be some damage. I understand there's going to be some stuff. I can't prevent that. All I can focus on is how do I react to it. You know, can I get prepared ahead of time the best I can? As you mentioned, hunker stuff down, make sure that I've got things taken care of, you know, board up the windows, that type of thing. But then afterwards, it's, do I have the right mindset of, all right, look, there's been a problem. Now how do I solve the problem? Rather than, you know, spending all this time. It's bad to lose stuff, right? Yeah, but one of the things I learned working in journalism, I would go out and I'd cover a story, and I would see people who had lost stuff. Their house had been taken down in a fire, or, you know, there's been a tornado, knocked down trees and stuff like that. And people were reacting to losing stuff the exact same way I saw people react to losing people. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, I don't ever want to lose stuff and react like I've lost a person. Yeah. It's stuff. People, I want to have a different reaction to that. If something, God forbid, happens to someone that I love, I don't want to have that exact same thing if, you know, my car gets damaged.
Yeah, that's kind of
I think having that mindset is helpful.
That's what I do. I say, okay, so a tornado hits my home and we all survive. Then I'm going to do with everybody else that happened when a tornado hit their house, and then I'm going to start rebuilding. If a flood comes, and I almost got flooded years ago in 2016. A lot of people did. But if a flood hits me, I'm going to find out from the people that got flooded, I'm going to react the way they're going to react. You see what I'm saying? That's what I figure about stuff. Okay, the storm itself. So what are you showing? Are you showing where it's hitting? What are you doing?
Yeah, so the models have been very good on this so far, which is unusual for a fairly weak storm just getting started. The models usually aren't all in alignment when that gets started. You'll get some that just kind of, you know, oh, it's going to spray over here, it's going to spray over there. All these models have been pretty consistent. This thing's coming to the Louisiana coast. And today they've tightened up even more. So it looks like landfall is going to be from about noon Wednesday until about 3 p.m. I think that's the window we're looking at for landfall. And it's going to be between Intercoastal City and over towards Morgan City, maybe a little further over towards Houma. So that's really kind of the area we're looking for. So due south of Lafayette, over towards not quite New Orleans. And then this thing's looking like it's heading up closer towards Baton Rouge, or at least looks like it's going to move east of Lafayette and then up towards Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Okay, now the other thing we're hearing is it's going to really go fast and then kind of blow up. In other words, it hit here and be in Mississippi pretty quick. Is that kind of how you see it as well?
It does look like it's actually going to gain speed, come ashore, and then keep moving.
Okay.
And then it stalls out over Tennessee and Kentucky. So it looks like it is going to move fairly quickly once it gets on shore and moves on out. And it also looks like it's going to weaken pretty quickly. This thing, it does look like it's going to get up to a Category 1 hurricane. I'm not at this point expecting it to get to Category 2.
And okay, can I stop you right there? That's one of the reasons I'm not watching anybody, because I've heard one and two and two to three and back to one. And that's why I'm not following it. I'm not. I know I need to be prepared. It's a hurricane. Right. You're supposed to be prepared. So I just kind of get frustrated watching, because I know people are watching that phone and watching that TV and turning channels and getting two different stories and freaking out. And I'm going, you can't freak out.
Right. No. Freaking out. Panic never helps. Panic never helps. Freaking out never helps. You've got to be, focused and level headed, and you know, it helps to be prayed up. That helps with focus, I think. And then you go, okay, this is what we're dealing with, and this is how we move forward. But right now, I'm looking at the model guidelines. And look, we've talked about this before. Every computer model is wrong, right? Every single one of them is wrong. The key to being a good forecaster is to figure out how they're wrong and why they're wrong, and to make the adjustment for that. So, but every one of the models, when you have all of the models kind of telling you similar things, you can gain some more confidence in what it is that they're saying. And right now, I don't see any model that's saying this thing gets up to Category 2. They're all saying Category 1 at this point. And if you go in with the logic of this storm's going to speed up as it comes further north, then what you're dealing with is a storm that doesn't have enough time to intensify over the Gulf of Mexico. The other part is that it's going to move into a part of the Gulf of Mexico where it's already been raining a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And so, yes, the Gulf of Mexico is warmer than it's been in previous years, but it's not as warm as it could have been because the surface level water has been rained on. So there's been a little bit of cooling somewhat in that path. So the logic says to me Category 1 is what's likely and not anything higher than that.
Yeah. So, and once again, we've got a better chance of predicting probably where it's going to hit in the next few hours than we did yesterday and the day before. And that was my problem with watching any of it. I didn't watch any of it. Now, everybody else is watching it. They got people texting you and all that stuff. I get it. You say, well, you getting information? Yeah, I got information. But I just told them all, I said, why don't we just wait till we get within a 24-hour cycle? Well, it may determine what I do. No, go ahead and prepare like it was going to hit you right up in the mouth. And then
that's
guess what?
Exactly
if it doesn't, then what did you lose? You took time to clean your yard up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You took time to cut some leaves off the ground. What's wrong with that?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you've brought in some patio furniture into the garage or whatever. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's better to be prepared than to be sorry. And when you're looking at the storm, there is some preparation you can do, and then there's some preparation you can't do.
That's correct.
You've got to make that decision. The other thing I really want people to understand, kind of my mindset on this, is that the government's computer models are putting out information on the storm, and we're trying to give you the best information you can. But ultimately, everybody's got to make their decision for themselves and their families about what they're going to do. And I'm of the mindset that all of us are smarter than any of us. And everybody's going to be able to make the best decision that they can for their family. And that's what people should be doing.
We should thank God everything's not electric right now. Because if you didn't leave already, you'd be in trouble. It'd be lined long, and electric cars would be lined up all over the instant. Seriously, it would be unbelievable. You know, I just wanted to kind of get an update. I don't want to read nothing else. I'm prepared for it to hit me in my house doing 900 miles an hour. And by the way, you know I got my priorities right, Stephen. You know why? I got a two-car garage. My wife's car is going to be in the other one, and my boat's going to be in the other one. I got a car. Walker's sitting right walking my life. Walker said, no, that's daddy. I got the car. She going to have it, my boat. And whatever happens with the truck or Walker's car is just the way it goes.
That's just the way it goes. But at least we protected the boat.
The boat is well protected. We're not worried about anything at the Griffon household because we're protected. Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know what a tornado is. It's just like you don't prepare for a tornado. Boy, when they hit,
they're not
good.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a plan ahead of time. Know which part of your house is the most secure, the part that's got the most walls between you and the outside storm. But you need to know that in advance. When the tornado warning comes out, that's not the time to go, now where do I go?
Yeah.
Now's the time to go, where's the small closet that's in the middle of the house that's surrounded by walls, that doesn't have any outside walls on it, no windows? Where's that room? That's where I'm going to go. So if a tornado warning comes up, I already know which room I'm going to go to. Now you're set, and now you're not panicking. Now you're just getting the kids and the wife into the closet and waiting it out then.
Yeah. All right, Stephen, always a pleasure, man. God bless. Appreciate the info.
Thank you, Moon. Appreciate you anytime.
All right, brother. We'll do it again. Bye. Stephen Paul, my climate czar. Yeah, I got my priorities. Car in one, boat in another. I'm ready. All right, we got to take a break. More to come. Moon Griffon Show. I'm done with the hurricane. If somebody finds out some information, I don't care. I just don't. I mean, everybody on the coast, everybody get ready for it. Like it's going to hit you. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Support.
If you want to pay more, that's right.
Celebrates its 25th anniversary all month long with our biggest sale of the year. For the last 25 years, Vaughn Automotive has helped tens and tens of thousands of customers select, purchase, and service their vehicles. From Bucky to Bastrop, Natchitoches to Oakdale, LeCount to Alexandria, and now in Zachary. 10 brands, 8 locations, one great price. Now that's a Vaughn value.
Why do the national tax resolution firms need the tiny fine print at the bottom of all their TV ads? Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. You don't hear fast-talking disclaimers in our ads because the claims we make are 100% transparent. The Bryson Law Firm primarily focuses on one thing, IRS problems. We're regulated by the Louisiana Bar Association, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. IRS issues are serious legal issues. The Bryson Law Firm can help you navigate your way to the best resolution plan, and we will tell you up front how much you can expect to pay us throughout this process. So before you send money to some out-of-town high-pressure salesperson, give us a call at the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are located in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have offices across the state. Call today at 1-855-LA-TAX-HELP to schedule your free consultation with your local tax resolution law firm or visit BrysonLawFirm.com. LSBA filing number LA2416924.
Craving mouth-watering barbecue and juicy steaks? Head on over to Cole's Barbecue and Steakhouse, the top barbecue and steakhouse in Alexandria. Our warm and welcoming atmosphere is the perfect setting for a night out with friends or a family dinner. Indulge in our premium barbecue and steaks, fresh salads, and handcrafted burgers. Come as you are, we're ready to serve you. Visit Cole's Barbecue and Steakhouse today on Coliseum Boulevard across from the Rapides Parish Coliseum. Expect real good food. 970 AM, 104.9 FM. KSYM.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Great debate tonight. President Donald Trump against the Marxists, communists, Kamala Harris, Obama's another person trying to bring down the country. Interesting. I was reading and I heard Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie Sanders, I'll tell you real quick, he's a socialist. Socialism has failed everywhere it's been tried. It just flunks the tests. And he says that he's not worried because they were asking him questions about how Vice President Harris is a progressive, but she has flip-flopped on a lot of things, like Medicare for All, which Bernie Sanders is for. She was for fracking. She was against fracking. Now she's for it. Sanders says he's not worried about her. She's not abandoning her principles. She's not. She said that too. She's a Marxist. She's a transform America to something it was never designed to be. It's hard for me to get around somebody voting for this woman. It really is. I just don't understand the mindset of somebody voting for somebody who changes their mind, lies all the time, never accomplished anything. She is running based on no votes that ever voted for her. And it is hate Trump over love America. Sanders says, no, I don't think she's abandoned her principles. I think she's trying to win an election. So that's all you got to know about Kamala. She's going to lie again. She has no desire to tell the truth. And she's not going to tell the truth because once she wins... Once she is the president, she's going to do exactly like she wants to do. She's going to go back to being the person she is, which is like Barack Obama, who wanted to fundamentally change America, and they're doing it. The border, the money, the Green New Deal, transits, they're doing it. This is all to destroy the Christian heritage that made this country great, which separated us from everybody else. So tonight we're having a debate. I'm trying to wonder what she's going to lie about tonight. If Donald Trump, President Trump, can be disciplined on what he's going to talk about. Okay? What he's going to talk about, what he wants to do for the country. If you'll be disciplined and hang her on all the lies, he could really, really go a long ways because people don't know who Harris is. They know she's a Democrat, period. That's it. This lady has no... If she can point to the country she wants us to be like that's prospering, I would love to see the country that's prospering under the plans that she has for the country. I mean, Bernie Sanders hit it on the head. She ain't changed her ideas. She got to do this to win the election. They didn't say that about Trump. They said it about her. They just make up for, oh, he's Hitler. Oh, he's going to take away democracy. Oh, you're never going to vote again. All this crazy stuff they come up with, and that's why it comes for Trump to be very disciplined in the debate. Folks, I got to tell you, I want to hear what they're going to do to get America back to great again. That's what I want to hear. I know what Kamala Harris is. She's a lying Marxist. I know what she's going to do. I know what she's going to do if she becomes elected. You know, she's talking about, hey, remember Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton ran on a middle class tax cut. Y'all remember that? You remember Bill Clinton called a press conference, his first one to address the nation? And he said, wagging that finger, I wanted to give you that tax cut. But I didn't realize this country was in as bad a shape as it's in. Remember that? And he said, I couldn't do it. Kamala Harris has changed. Oh, I'm going to give a middle class tax cut. I'm going to give businesses an X amount of money. I'm going to do all this stuff. She can say what she wants to. All she got to do is step. Bill Edwards did the same thing. Bill Edwards said, I didn't realize it was as bad as it was, although he was right there voting on Bobby Jindal's budgets. Remember that? And he came up and said, you know, I didn't know it was this bad. We got a $2 billion budget deficit. We got to raise taxes. And he talked about cutting taxes on the middle class. See, the Democrats can get away with it because a lot of their voters don't really care what they say. They don't care what they do. They vote in Democrat. And so Kamala Harris tonight will say anything and everything to make people think she's some kind of average person, middle of the road, not a radical. She's a radical. She learned from the best, his name Barack Obama. She has to grab hold of everything Joe Biden's done. So if you like high insurance prices and you like high prices on food and you like car prices out of reach and you like using a credit card to pay your grocery bill, and you like illegals. Boy, wait, the stories on illegals that are coming out are phenomenal. And it's not just the rapes and the killings anymore. If you like all that stuff going on, Kamala is your lady. That's who you need to vote for. All right, we got to take a break. Be right back. You're listening to the Moon Reform Show. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
Dodgeandjakes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Hello,
this is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Grocery prices have been for many the most painful part of post-pandemic inflation. But now, a sign of hope. For a decade, Adobe has been tracking online grocery prices, which reflect transportation as well as food costs, and says today that average U.S. online grocery prices fell 3.7% in August from July. That's by far the biggest single-month drop on record. A day ahead of the big monthly measure of U.S. retail inflation known as the Consumer Price Index, Wall Street is splitting the bet. Dow losing 0.5%, S&P little changed, NASDAQ rising 0.25%. The people who make the least amount of money working for Bank of America are about to get a raise. The big bank says it will hike its minimum wage next month from $23 to $24 an hour. That comes out to about $50,000 a year for full-timers. Bank of America plans to make its minimum wage $25 an hour next year, fulfilling its pledge to hike incrementally from $15 an hour back in 2017. Andrew O'Day, Bloomberg Radio.
September is National Recovery Month, and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is raising awareness of substance use resources for veterans.
I'm Dr. Joseph Liberto, National Mental Health Director of Substance Use Disorders at VA. We want veterans to know that any time is the right time to start recovery. From outpatient care and residential rehabilitation to evidence-based treatments and harm reduction services, veterans can receive world-class support at VA.
Visit www.va.gov/recovery.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
It's the ultimate bourbon tasting competition, Battle of the Bourbon, and your chance to drink, vote, and win. Here's how. 10 local restaurants have crafted unique bourbon experiences for you to savor. See all the restaurants at alexandriapinevillela.com/battleofthebourbon. Visit each restaurant. Enjoy their carefully crafted bourbon cocktails. Pay attention to the taste, the savor, and the overall experience. Then cast your vote for the restaurant that impressed you most. Online at alexandriapinevillela.com/battleofthebourbon. The Bourbon. Participants who have visited a restaurant and voted will periodically win prizes, including gift cards, prize packs, experiences, and more. The Battle of the Bourbon competition ends September 30th, and the winning restaurant will be announced October 1st. Plus, tag the restaurants and share your experience at hashtag BourbonBattleSenlaw to win more prizes for best photos. That's alexandriapinevillela.com/battleofthebourbon. And may the best bourbon experience win.
970 AM, 104.9 FM, KSYL.
Visit List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Get ready somewhere on the coast. Possibly a hurricane. You realize there's not a hurricane out there, y'all? You do realize that, huh? I'm not saying it's not going to be one, but it's not a hurricane yet. And if it is, it's flown by me because I hadn't seen that yet. It's not a hurricane. It's supposed to be a hurricane. It's supposed to hit our coast somewhere. So be ready. You know, be ready. Need some help? Yeah, call on your neighbors or your family members. Be ready. This is Louisiana. And we can get one when hurricane season starts. We can get them till hurricane season ends. Been like that since time began. It's never changed. No man can make it better or worse. We have no control, absolutely no control over this. But if you keep listening to all the ignorance, they'll keep telling you we do. We really have no control over any of this. So, by the way, this is what I wanted to share with you. So now Kamala Harris, who had no platform, she basically took Biden's campaign policy of she plagiarized Joe Biden's campaign policies and put it as hers. So if you like what Joe Biden did, Kamala's your person. There's no doubt about it. Job Creators Network calls out Democratic spin on energy, food, rent, inflation ahead of the debate. Job Creation Network, America's largest small business advocacy group, has unveiled a rotating billboard at Times Square highlighting the harsh economic reality millions of Americans face under President Biden. Folks, there's nothing she can run on. She cannot get on TV and tell people that she can, and she will. What does she run on? Why are people voting for him? I mean, if you look at all the economic numbers, not to mention social and economic numbers, Kamala Harris ought not get two votes. Just if you just look at reality, she ought not get two votes. Here's my friends at the Media Research Center. ABC's campaign coverage, check this out, has been 100% positive for Harris and 93% negative for Trump. Folks, that's why they hate Trump so bad. Trump nailed them as calling them enemies of the state. They're enemies of our people. The media has become enemies to what the United States is supposed to be like. 100% coverage, positive for Harris. Harris doesn't have to run a campaign. Biden didn't. The media's doing it for him. You throw in a few million illegal votes, you can win an election. You throw in a lot of mail-in votes, you can win an election. And that's what they're doing. You got one guy in 93% negative and the other one you're 100% positive. The average person that goes to watch this are going to think, what? They're going to think that Harris is great and Trump's a dog. And Harris is such a blessing. And Harris is new. And Harris has never been in the political game. Folks, she's been a vice president. She's been the border czar. I'll get to that in a minute. My friends at Media Research Center are looking at this going, on ABC, 100% positive for Harris, 93% negative for Trump. I mean, think about influencing election through the people who ought to be calling the balls and the strikes. So tonight when you watch this, if you watch, some people are, I'm actually planning on watching this. Something don't happen and I got electricity, I'm planning on watching it. I just look at this and I kind of cringe. Kamala Harris screwed seniors with skyrocketing Medicare premiums. Harris claimed, at the second first presidential debate, Harris claimed she capped prescription drug costs so she could say she took on big drug companies. She released a new list of policies, just as she did on the vice president. She would take on big pharma to lower drug prices. But what she's not telling you is that her policies and her consequential vote is making seniors' wallets weep. She was the one at the tie-breaking vote as the VP, cast the tie-breaking vote that now makes seniors' Medicare Part D premiums skyrocket faster than SpaceX rockets. The Inflation Reduction Act might as well have been named the Inflation of Medicare Premium Act. Folks, she's bad for America. She's as bad as Obama was. She's as bad as Biden's been. It's amazing. Now, let me give you the big one. Let's go to illegals. Can I believe a country is going to stand by and allow these illegals to come in and take over? Spring Hill, Phil, Ohio. Okay? Now, folks, I'm laughing at this story, too. And there's a bunch more I'll get to. The other day I read that some of these people are coming in and they're eating cats. They're actually killing and eating cats, these illegals. Remember, they're coming from a country where survival for them and their family was all they knew. They're coming across the border because Biden, Obama, and Harris is inviting them. Come on in. Do whatever the hell you want to do. We'll help you come in. We'll fly in. We'll pay for you to come in. So one community is scared their cats are starting to disappear. That's one. Here's another one. Springfield, Ohio. Residents say Haitian migrants, illegals, are crashing cars, spiking insurance, and eating ducks. They're going to these parks. You know, we got these parks and the ducks are swimming and stuff. These people are killing those ducks and eating them. Animal rights groups ought to be going nuts on Kamala and the policies they presented. They have hurt us. You think these people are just going to pick up and leave? They're not. They're eating all the ducks. You go to the ponds at the park, you see these ducks flying around and landing. Hell, these illegals are eating them. They're killing them and eating them. And in some areas, they're eating cats. Gee whiz. Y'all want her to be the president of the United States? If Kamala becomes president of the United States, you better hide your dog and your cat. They're running communities. I told y'all this before about Democrats. They're going to run you. They're going to run your family. They're going to run your community. They're going to run your city. They're going to run your country. That's what Democrats are now. The party of Hamas is the Democrat Party, the party of hate and filth. Man, I'm sitting here, insurance is skyrocketing, real estate skyrocketing. The damage was displayed August 27th, city commission meeting, when voters presented their concerns about the illegals. Maybe we should open up a go-kart lane again so that people can have a chance to learn how to drive without using by being in these public streets. Long-time resident. I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're flipping cars in the middle of the street. I'm sorry. Kamala Harris policies, running every community you can run. Obama ain't worried about it. Obama got four houses that total $30 million. He ain't worried about illegals. I mean, just to know this is what we're doing to our country is so frustrating. Here's another one. Ohio residents. Make sure this is not the same story. This might be 20,000 Haitians. Massive influx. Citizens are now saying they want out of their hometown. They're fuming over the cultural clash between locals and Haitian illegals at city council meeting. And see, folks, this is all based on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. If this is what y'all want, it's coming. I was going to tell you, I don't mean it's disrespectful. And somebody may take this person, but I really don't care. Every time I go in a store, I'm running into more dang people who can't speak English. I don't know what the hell they're saying. You get mad at me for saying that everywhere I go. And I'm going, they have flooded every place they can flood with people who, a lot of them, don't love this country. I'm just sitting here going, what's next? What's next? I'm about to go to the park with a gun and protect the ducks? I don't have a cat, but I see cats roaming around all the time. Y'all better take them cats and hide them. Somebody wants to eat them. Well, we got a little bit of shih tzu. Could you imagine somebody picking the dog up and frying that little thing? They wouldn't eat much, would they? Ain't but 4 pounds. Lord have mercy. All right, your phone calls are welcome. On the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Take a break. Be right back. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
There's a Hey, it's Matt Moscona inviting you to join us for Tuesday's AFR, powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer in Louisiana. Shea Dixon stops by for his weekly recruiting chat, and we'll talk to Sean Salisbury, 3 to 6. Alexandria's 94.7 ESPN.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Feeling overwhelmed? Louisiana 988 can provide immediate emotional support. You can share as much or as little as you want with specialists. Everything you say stays between you and them. It's free, available 24/7, and most people who reach out report feeling better right in the moment. Call or text 988 anytime.
Parents and guardians, you can still receive summer grocery money through the Louisiana Sunbucks program. The Louisiana Sunbucks program will provide eligible families with an extra $120 per child to buy food. Families will receive a Sunbucks EBT card in the mail that can be used to buy food at retailers that accept SNAP benefits. Time is running out, so please visit sunbucks.la.gov to see if you're eligible to apply. Applications close on September 20th.
I answered the call, and even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine, still serving those around me, my country, and my community. That is Semper Fidelis. Always faithful, always Marine.
970 AM, 104.9 FM, KSYM.
Hey, hello, welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you, folks. If you see anybody shooting ducks at parks, probably just an illegal. Let them enjoy themselves. They might be hungry. That's probably so. At least they got food over in this country. The hell holes they coming from? God have mercy. The jails that are. You know, that's another thing too. They're releasing inmates and criminals and thugs and terrorists. This is what Biden and Harris has done to this country. I'm just telling you, it's a shame what they've done to this country. And everybody feels it. That's why when you look at the light, that's why. Look, I'm going back to the David Vitter race when Bail backed in and what Jay Darden and Scott Agio did to him. And I've made people believe that Vitter was such a bad person. It's okay. I like this guy over here that's a military guru. And by the way, Ed was serving in the military. Like, that's very honorable. But it don't mean anything when it comes to politics and who you are. And it don't mean how honest you were and trustworthy in the military. He was a piece of crap. And he showed it when he's a governor. And what they did was they basically made people hate David Vitter. That's it. That whole election was, do you hate Vitter? This guy's not a bad guy. You got Republican Angel and Darden and all of supporting him. I heard of Republicans and conservatives. Vitter. This is all they're doing to Trump. He's a bad guy, bad person. Why do you think they did all this court stuff and impeachment? That's all they're using in the elections, folks. That's all. It's really that simple. They want you to hate Trump so you won't look at what they're going to do to you. If you're proud what Biden's done and the prices when you're paying for stuff, and you know who I'm talking to, not the filthy rich. I'm talking to middle-class workers, black and white. If you think your life has gotten harder and you think all of a sudden Kamala Harris, who is part of bringing this country down, is going to make your life better, explain it to me. But I'm going to tell you what they do because I've seen it. I've had argument with people. You know where they go? Well, I don't like Donald Trump. And that's all. They won't talk about what Kamala Harris can bring to the board. And if you think Kamala Harris gives a rat's rear end about your life and about you prospering and about you doing well, you fooling yourself. She could care less. Nobody does what they've done to the country because they love the country and they love you. I need things to be affordable so Moon can go out and work for a living, so Moon can provide for his family by the grace of the man, the good Lord. That's what I need. That's all I need. I don't need to give me health care. They made health care worse on me. I was sitting with my bride last night. Sister-in-law was there. She's in insurance. Trying to figure out what I'm going to do about this insurance and this health care situation. Because I got a special need daughter. We got medicine between us. What do you do? How do you pay $3,100 a month? By the grace of God right now. It's been going up $200 a month every year for the last six, seven years. Obamacare did this. So what am I supposed to tell my wife? We're trying to figure out, and don't call me about MediShare. I know it's great, and I got other things. We look at it, everything we can look at, but it still gets down to, can we get the medicines at a good price? And that's what they did to me, and they did that to a lot of people. And look what they did to us on the price of food. Look what they did to us on vehicles. This all comes directly from the left. This is what they've done to America. Leaders are supposed to lead it and get out the way. Leaders shouldn't have to provide anybody with anything. Provide leadership and let people go be the best they can be. There's always some things with people that we're going to have some safety nets to help people. I have no problem with that. None. But man, the government's job is to make it where we can go be the best we can be, not make it hard on their citizens. You run up $36 trillion worth of debt, you just made it hard on your citizens. You're buying people's votes, you're making it hard on your citizens because they don't understand. The Democrats and the left, and Republicans too have done some of this. They made it hard on American people. Why do you want to make it hard on your country? You think China hadn't made it hard on their citizens? You think Iran and Iraq hadn't made it really hard on their citizens? Venezuela, this Russia, you name it. Europe, Canada had made it really hard on their citizens. We used to not be like that, but we're becoming just like them. And when we were free in America, we could just take care of so many things. But now we opened the border for 30, 40 million illegals to come here. who, by the way, you're not going to say, we need y'all to leave now. It doesn't work that way. They got people with benefits, having babies, anchor chair. Y'all know all about that. This is what Kamala Harris has done to us, folks. We got illegals killing ducks in the local lake, the local pond, the city park. All the ducks swimming around in the swans. You got illegals diving in and grabbing their necks and shooting them and eating them. They're eating cats. Not to mention the people that have gotten raped. Little kids. Kamala Harris and Biden are especially responsible when every time I see a story that somebody raped a 12-year-old girl, it's on Kamala Harris. The media won't say what I'm saying. It's on them. They're making your life tough and miserable. If you think they're going to bring this country down and build it back up to be fair to everybody, it ain't happening. It's never happened in the history of the world. That's what I don't understand. I got to watch this woman tonight lie on TV. She would be, why won't the left be honest and upfront what they really want to do? Because then they would get beat. Everything they do is play. Let me give you an example. Kamala Harris's new climate director. Okay? Boy, you talk about a nut. Okay? This is the type of people she's gonna put. Said she's hesitant to have children because of the climate change threats. Now, I don't want her to have children because they might act like her and think like her, but that's just me. Thorndike became Harris's campaign climate engagement director in September. Says, I don't want to have babies because of climate change. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not going to have any more. I'm 63. I didn't have none anyway. Walker, you young. You get married one day? Have all the children you want to. Damn a climate change. Damn it. She previously worked in the Senate managing the climate portfolio of Senator Bernie Sanders. Oh, crazy Bernie. This is who Kamala Harris is. If you sit there going, I think Bernie Sanders is nut, but I'm going to vote for Harris. Well, guess what? You're voting for Bernie, too. Was given a title of climate engagement director for the Harris presidential campaign. I was 15 when I saw the climate hockey stick graph. That was made up. That was a projection. There was no science evidence in the hockey stick. I realized a skyrocketing era of temperature would take place in my lifetime. All the big milestones of life that I was looking forward to would be in the context of the big global crisis. It led to the question of whether or not to have kids, which is still a big question for you. Please don't have none, sugar. I'm begging you, don't have any kids if you're going to teach them anything about this crazy, nutted up thing. She says it's an ethical question that keeps me up at night. I bet you nothing keeps her up at night. Except how to fool the American people. Illegals. A climate czar. A climate director. Not going to have babies. Nutsville, folks. This is crazy. If you want to vote for crazy, help yourself. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
It's that time of year again. National Hunting and Fishing Day is September 28th at the Woodworth Education Center. Gates open at 8 a.m. It's free. Bring the whole family, including lunch for the first 1,000 people. Come fish in the fully stocked pond and enjoy tons of exciting events. Come watch the amazing art of falconry, SWAT team demos, retriever exhibitions, pet and hold baby alligators, and even catch frogs. Try your hand at shooting skeet, rifles, archery, and learn why Louisiana is the sportsman's paradise. Lots of door prizes will be drawn throughout the day, including 2 lifetime hunting and fishing licenses, a shotgun by Bulletproof Outfitters, and come by the Saison Supply booth to register for a Browning X-Bowl. Thanks to our sponsors, Hickson Autoplex, the Town of Woodworth, Sinlaw Delta Waterfowl, and Say's Office Supply. Bring the whole family to enjoy this amazing event Saturday, September the 28th at the Woodworth Education Center.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Key moment tonight.